This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
Whoa, ordinary boys, and boys will be boys. Speaking of which, Greg's here. Hello, Greg.
Hello, Kevin. How are you?
I'm well. You've come in to talk to us about this, well, amazing adventure that you are having at the moment, which is something to do with steampunks and airships.
That's right. You say amazing adventure. It feels like it goes from amazing adventure to terrible tedium to incredible stress, actually. I'm currently working on a steampunk web series, and go on, ask the obvious question. I know you're dying to.
No.
For those people that
Greg, what's steampunk?
There we go. That's the obvious question. It's a horrible question. I say when I go to steampunk events and I'm performing at steampunk events and things, if you want to know what steampunk is, you need to find five different steampunks, ask each one of them, and you'll probably get about 10 different answers. But the easiest way to do it is to say a sort of Victorian science fiction. The way we're setting the steampunk up in the little web series we've got is to take us back to the days of steam. We're going to allow us to have gadgets and invention. There's all sorts of exciting stuff, but without going into the internal combustion engine and that, without going to electricity sockets in every place. Pretty much everything in the series is powered by steam.
Okay.
So that's kind of the base of steampunk. And then we're doing a 6-part web series that we're currently filming. All the filming, with the exception of a couple of scenes, is being done actually on the Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
Which is, because it's such a fabulous location. You know, I need an airship. I need a sword fight with an airship in the background. Why would I not film it on one of the beaches of the Isle of Wight?
Absolutely.
Have that sea, have that view. And plus, of course, the pool of actors on the island, the talent we have here.
Greg. List them all.
I mean, company accepted. But seriously, though, the quality of actors, I mean, I've got, in my main roles, I've got myself, which is a bit of a letdown, unfortunately. but then I've got Felicity, who's been in a few videos with me before. I've got Patrick Barry, who will be familiar, I'm sure, to anyone that goes to any of the theatre shows around the Isle of Wight. And in the opening scene, I've also got this guy, Kevin, who comes in and does some talking.
Is he
any
good?
Well, he kind of cheated, actually, because he learnt his script before we started.
No, that sounds like him.
Which I'm strictly opposed to.
Don't get me started on that.
But again, I mean, we did a day's filming for the airship together, which I kind of dropped you in it a bit. I kind of just got in touch and I said, I want you to play this character. I'll give you a script the day before, because that's what you've done to me in the past.
What's the story? Oh, what's he called?
The Last Airship.
Sorry, Last. In the South. In Manchester. Yeah. It's not The Last Airship, it's The Last.
Depends which cast member you ask, actually. We're from all over the country. So, it's called The Last Airship, and it is, basically, we're going back to a days of steam, and people have tried to get flight going, they've tried to get airships going, they've tried to make this big thing, and basically they failed. They've never got them big enough, they've never got them reliable enough to make crossings across the Atlantic. And in fact, your character, Kevin, is this big mogul. He wants to transport a great deal of stuff across the Atlantic, and he's doing that with great big steamships. And Patch plays the captain of our airship, and he is just wanting to have one last chance to make airships a viable future for the world. He wants to fly, and he's got, unfortunately, a bit of a ragtag crew.
Yeah,
and
where you come in?
That's where I come in, yeah. Unfortunately, I'm the ship's engineer. We see me doing very little, actually, engineering and quite a lot of damaging stuff. And
is it a bit like Star Trek? Like, Scotty, we need more power. Oh, Captain, she's burning.
It's a bit like Star Trek if none of the crew really knew what they were doing. I mean, in the very first episode, I managed to accidentally lose the ship and have to chase it across the cliffs of the Isle of Wight. just to give you an idea of the sort of quality of the crew we've got.
Well, can I ask you, where did this story come from? Because you go to a lot of events now, don't you, where steampunk is a thing. Did the story for this just come to you at one of the events? Did you dream it up overnight?
Almost exactly a year ago, actually. September last year, we went to the Buckinghamshire Steampunk Weekend. And actually, I was there with Felicity, who's the co-lead. And we were there, and we were watching a band play, and we had about an hour free between my shows. And I had a video camera with me, and I said, wouldn't it be fun just to film a silly little video? And we just filmed a silly video. We both have a little duel in front of the station. I shoot at her and miss miserably. She shoots me and kills me, but then I'm fine at the end of it for reasons. Just reasons.
Yeah.
It's a funny little 30-second video, and we made this video, and that started to get traction. People started watching it, people commented, and it was really good fun just making this. So that was half it. And the other half of it is, while we were there, a band played called Kiss Like Ether. And I'm going to give these guys a nice big shout-out. Kiss Like Ether, fantastic band, and they have a song called Flight to Fall. And it's all about, you know, those, I mean, the opening lines, I remember those days when we were young. And it's just all these, the remembering of, you know, being young and playing games and just those dreams of flying. And this song kind of spoke to me, and straight away I kind of came away between these two things with this idea. And in fact, the first people I contacted about it were the guys at Kiss Like Ether. I said, look, I've had this idea. It's a vague idea. I want to make this web series about airships and steamships. If I do it, I want to use your song for the opening titles. And fabulous guys that they are. And this was just like the first of a series of people who just kept giving us so much support. They turned around and they said, yeah, of course you can use that song. You can use any song in our canon. And then just a couple of days ago, actually, I got a USB stick through the post from one of the band members with a whole load of incidental music, instrumental stuff, stuff that he'd written in the past, basically his whole back catalogue of work. And he said, if there's anything you can use here, if there's anything you need me to remix, if you want a different version of anything. And this is all just supporting what we're trying to achieve here.
I think it's people want to support you because you're a good guy.
Thank you very much. You're too modest. Thank you very much.
Even me. But the one of the things that fascinates me about this, I mean, We can all have great ideas. What's good about this is that you've made it happen. It's actually happening for real. And you've chosen a certain route to fund it because you needed equipment to do it. You didn't have everything you needed. So can you tell us about that, how you raised the money? And are there any lessons in there for other people listening about, well, I've got a dream, I want to do this, and maybe you can help them realise the dream?
Yeah, so the basic thing was, when I started to film it, I knew, for one thing, my camera wasn't good enough. It wasn't good enough quality. I was going to be doing a lot of computer-generated graphics. I do all of that stuff myself, and I'm having to teach myself a lot of it at the same time, but I knew I'd need a bit of help with that. So there was money needed, and I am, by profession, a juggler and escapologist. I'm not a wealthy man by any stretch of the imagination. And so I went down the route of crowdfunding. For those people who have heard of crowdfunding, you've probably heard of things like Kickstarter, Indiegogo. I actually did an Indiegogo campaign. And I absolutely love the idea of crowdfunding. It fascinates me because the old-fashioned model of making anything, especially something like TV, is a TV studio decides what they're going to make. They throw, you know, thousands and thousands of pounds at it. It then comes out, and once it's come out, we as the public then decide whether or not we want to watch it. It's got to that point before we make that decision. With crowdfunding, you go the other way. What I did was I had to explain the story. I had to explain to people what I was planning to do. I had to come up with things to offer people. And what I wanted to offer most people was a chance to be in the series, you know, either appear in a picture on the wall or in a poster or something. Now we've actually got DVDs and things also as little things people can get. But you offer these things, and then you have to say to people, if you want to see this series, the only way I'm going to be able to show it to you is if you want to fund it in advance, rather than waiting for it to come out. And luckily, there were enough people who either wanted to see what I'd get up to or wanted to see this series itself and get going. And the thing with it is, you have to have something that you want to go for. And it's kind of, I could have gone round to place and I could have done a lot of interviews with companies and things, and I probably could have got a company to offer me the money as a sponsorship. But then I'm tied into doing it their way. What I like about crowdfunding is I maintain complete creative control. Obviously, I need to make something that all of those people that supported me, backed me, are going to be enjoying and like. But they're putting that on me. They're not ever going to be able to micromanage. There's no way for them to come in and check and say, oh, actually, we don't like this. You have to have to strike it, and you have to do the whole thing again.
Okay.
The thing that I would say to anyone who's thinking about crowdfunding is, don't forget, crowdfunding is in itself a mammoth project. quite aside from the project of actually making the video, I was just saying before I came in, at midnight last night, I'd finished my editing, I'd put the editing away for the night, and then I was sending out emails to every one of the people that has backed me so far. I was creating new levels if people want to give us a little bit more money, because we need a little bit more to fund it. I was, you know, just keeping it. And it's a really fun part of it. It's great chatting to all the people and hearing their thoughts, and some of the photographs and thoughts I get from people are fabulous.
So you can't just set the thing up and then do it once you've got the money. Thanks very much. Goodbye. It's a long-term relationship with everyone.
It is. It's a long-term relationship. And it's also a case of you can't just set the thing up and wait for money to pour in. Once you've set it up, you've then got to work. I did. I initially did, I think, 45 days as my main campaign. Because I achieved my goal, I'm now allowed to keep that campaign open. People are still allowed to, you know, invest more money, contribute more money to the project. But that month, I had to go, I had to keep it pushing, I had to keep focusing, I had to keep updating it, I had to keep contacting people. And it is a whole thing. You are in that world of crowdfunding.
Okay. So people should look into that. But meanwhile, you're working away at the filming. You're filming most weeks now, aren't you? And is it right that you're planning to have the thing ready sort of end of next month-ish? Or dare you say that? Or
with luck, we are hoping for... I'm hoping to have it complete end of October. And I'm hoping then to actually start releasing the episodes at the beginning of November.
Right. And meanwhile, are you still juggling and riding a unicycle all over the country?
Of course I'm still juggling and riding my unicycle. Well, I kind of finished up my big summer run where I was all over the country for sort of 3 or 4 months, got to September.
Yeah.
This is when kids go back to school, events start to slow down. That's why I've chosen this sort of 3 week period to really nail down getting the airship filmed. But
sorry, because we're running out a bit of time, but I'd love people to know your story as well, because you are a really talented bloke, you know, and you travel, what, Europe?
And you earn
your money, and you're pretty young, and you're earning a good living, aren't you, from your various talents. So how did you, very quickly, how did you get into it? Where did it start?
Very quickly, let's go for, okay, very quickly, the crib notes, 3 weeks old, I was in a cot on stage. My dad was a square dance caller, actually, and he would take us along. So I grew up on a stage. I never had any fear of stage. I kind of then did all the normal stuff you do in school. I did all the school shows. I was always a lead. I finished up school, and I was going to go off, and I was going to be a big Shakespearean actor, which will surprise Kevin and anyone else that knows me, because they're thinking, hang on, you have to learn lines if you're going to be a Shakespearean actor. And then I applied for a job in the stage newspaper back when it had actual
actors. You never wanted to do anything else?
Never really, no. I looked occasionally at other jobs, but it was basically go on stage, perform. What is better than that?
Yeah.
If I finish a day, you know, sort of working in a shop, or if I finish a day working in an office, or even if I'm a doctor and I've saved, you know, 10 people's lives that day, who gives you a round of applause at the end of the day? And that's what I'm an applause hound. You know, that's what I'm in it for. So I finished up. I went over to Italy, and I fell in with a group of sort of street performers there that sort of helped me improve my juggling. I kind of slowly moved into escapology. And then somebody said to me, if you want to make money as a performer, you've got to work for yourself.
Okay.
And that was the simple thing that started me off doing my own shows, traveling all around the country. Because if I'm doing part of somebody else's show, obviously, a place has a budget for a show that has to get filtered down through office staff, through and there's not that much. Oddly enough, people don't seem to think that performers are worth that much money overall, so you have to get as big a slice of the pie as you can, really.
Oh, it's fantastic. So what's next for you? So we're looking forward to seeing the airship. I'm looking forward to seeing myself starring role, obviously.
Oh, obviously.
Well, a cameo role then, with plenty of makeup. But
sorry, we're just CGIing you out. It's fine.
So once that's done, am I right in thinking you've already started thinking about series two?
We started thinking about series two, and I'm not going to go.
Are you committing to this?
I'm not going to go into that at all.
No.
Because I say we've already got locations we'd like to use, things we'd like to do, but that will come down. And this again comes back to what we were saying about crowdfunding and building up relations.
Yeah.
If I make series two, I will make it the same way as I've made series one. I don't want to now go to a production studio and say, look, I made a series, give me a whole load of money. I just thought
Benedict Cumberbatch often visits the Isle of Wight, doesn't he? Do you think he'd be in it?
He'd be in it, but it would be a bit of a step down in quality after I've had you.
Nice one, Greg. On that wonderful note, we've now lost an admirer in Benedict Cumberbatch. Yeah, thanks for coming in, Greg.
That's right. Can I just sneakily plug where people can find out a little more about it?
Give me a minute. All right, go on.
If anyone wants to find out more, just go to www.thelastairship.com or thelastairship.com if you wish, and you'll find all the information on there. Thank you so much for having me in today, Kevin.
All right, Greg. So thelastairship.com. Yes?
That's the one.
Right, thanks, Greg. www.vectisradio.com.